This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is Thunder at the Fair, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, free on the Odyssey app. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, and joining us now on Thunder at the Fair, he is the one, the only, Bart Winkler. If he needs more of an introduction, you're listening to the wrong station, because he is the man, the myth, the legend. Bart, how you doing, my friend?
Yeah, good, Thunder. I would hope there's some recognizableness of my name on this station since my name's been banned from every other station
it's not,
in town.
It's not a word. It's not
recognizableness.
A word. I love it. There is recognizableness from me to you because great recognizes great. How about that? And you are great. And so I'm mediocre.
Can the whole segment be like this? Can the whole segment just be you fawning over me?
Mediocre recognizes great. So I recognize you, and I'm excited to have you. For those who don't know, why don't you let people know how they can listen to you these days, like I do whenever I get in my car after 9 p.m.
Yeah, 9 p.m. to 1 in the morning on these very airwaves. I'm on every weeknight, except for the next three nights. I'm actually in the afternoon, and you can't hear me at all, except for, like, actually, you can. Yeah. My goodness, the Odyssey app.
Right.
And I would never take away from
this
concurrentness, but that's why podcast form and the rewind feature.
Exactly.
I also have a podcast, Into the Winklerverse, no big deal. But.
All right, so your podcast, Into the Winklerverse, which I feel like clips a bit, pop up on my TikTok feed probably like every 17 seconds. I know on your website, like, you have your crew, like the guys who are there. How do I get to be part of your crew? How do I get into the Bart Winkler show?
We can do
or, like, into the Winklerverse? Like,
yeah.
I would love to you know, say something stupid and have thousands of people make fun of me for it.
Well, definitely, we'll definitely do a podcast situation. The
nice.
The my crew portion of the website I haven't looked at in a year and a half.
I wasn't going to say anything. I mean, Clay Thompson's on there, and I know you and Clay are tight.
We are. We are.
So thanks for jumping on the show. Really excited that you're here. Let's start with our Milwaukee Brewers because it's been an unbelievable ride. 44-16, the greatest 60-game stretch in Milwaukee Brewers history. What has been the most fun part of this Brewers season for you so far?
We want me to be real lame and tell you the honest truth is that I've been watching a lot of these games with my kid. So he's at like the age where last summer, I don't know that this would have done much for him, but this summer he's turning six and I bought him. Let me tell you this about if you're raising your kids and you want them to like sports, the biggest hack that I've found is buy the mini helmets and buy the pennants and buy the different things so that they can start to learn the logos. Also, for most of the year, I'm in the same swim lessons. He is, at least, as Giannis's kids. So that's another easy hack that you should be able to do.
Say less.
But I think that watching him and, you know, we do the standings. Our table that this TV sits on is every helmet in the standings all year. And
that is so cool.
It is cool. But when we started, you know, they were like 21 and 25, right? So they're way at the end, and they're in the – it's not going to be a good year. And I don't know, that first weekend of the year where it's all torpedo bat this, torpedo bat that, I thought that was going to be the prevailing theme of the MLB season.
Of the whole season, right.
I really thought this was like the next big thing, and then we really haven't talked about it since. And then for him to see the Brewers move up all year, and now that they did get in first, and when they first got in first, I told my wife, like, okay – He's going to be excited in the morning because he can put the Brewers at the top of the standings. And then we both had the same thought of like, oh, no. Well, what's going to happen when they're not in first anymore?
That's right.
And the fact that they are just playing so well and continuing to win in a very like defined way, like I think the big thing with this team is if you make a mistake, they're going to get you for it. And I love that the Brewers are that team. I did not like the trade deadline, however, and I don't think that beating up on the Nationals justifies anything. So,
or the Braves, who are really struggling this year, too.
Yes, or the Braves. But look, you got to play with what's in front of you. And there clearly is, like, there's a defined style of how they play. Is that going to translate into the postseason? I think is the big question, because I don't know that they have a lot of those bats that are going to do what Pete Alonso did to the Brewers last year. And that's right. One swing knock you out of the playoffs. So is that sustainable? We will see. It would be nice, though, if they could continue this. Like, I don't just want to see the Brewers take first because, you know, first is fun and we can talk about the Cubs and do all that stuff. I don't want to play in that wild card round.
At all.
I think the wild – I actually think the bye week in baseball is – I think it's dumb. I don't like that they take a week off. Right. But – the way the Brewers are doing it, they're not advancing. So, yeah, give me the week off if it means we don't have to lose at least in the wild card round. But the whole thing's been fun, Mitch. You're seeing, like, the small talk you can have with other people around the city, that rises. You see someone with a Brewers hat at the grocery store. You can, like, give a nod. It's just the vibe of a city is better when your baseball team is good. It's sometimes as simple as that.
There's no doubt about that. Bart Winkler joining us here on Thunder at the Fair. I completely agree about the vibe of a city. One thing I want to pick up on from what you talked about, when I want to hear Brewers talk, I tune into Pack-A-Day Radio with Andy Herman when he's talking to Aaron Nagler from Cheesehead TV.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. But Aaron Nagler today said something really, like, something that you reiterated. When you play against the Brewers, you have to play baseball. You can't show up and walk, strikeout, or home run. You have to play baseball all nine innings. Even Collins' triple last night that, like, a left fielder probably should have caught, but he took the wrong angle on it, and it goes over his head. And just seeing, like, what the pressure that the Brewers put on you from their pitching staff, from the guys in their lineup who nobody's ever heard before, like, you have to play baseball against them to beat them. And I think a lot of teams in baseball aren't used to that because they're so used to how we got into that walk, home run, strikeout type of baseball that I think bored all of us.
Well, I think one thing, too, that's great about where they're at right now with winning all these games is that they are winning in ways that they are taking advantage of you, and you have to play baseball against them. That's absolutely correct. And the more they do that, you know, I think about when you're in a losing streak and you strike out and it's like, oh, okay, but it's compounded on all the other strikeouts and all the other errors and how these things build upon each other. And so we can debate, like, what's momentum in sports, what's momentum in baseball, but I think the more that you do something and you do it successfully, the more that you feel like you're going to do it successfully the next time. And to string a lot of those together, like, we're going to get down the stretch here where if the Brewers can just keep this vibe, they're not going to win every game, of course, but if they can keep this, like, you know, feeling and this vibe and this confidence, they're going to run into a lot of teams that are feeling a lot more pressure than them. You know, sometimes you'd rather be the hunter than the hunted. But I think for the Brewers, try to keep this going as long as you can, because there's going to be a lot of other teams that are fighting for a playoff spot or fighting against an angry fan base. Like, the Yankees and Cubs, these are teams that are having fine years. They might be the most disgruntled fan bases around right now because things aren't going good right now. So you're going to have a lot of teams that you're going to face that have kind of packed it in for the season. You're going to have a lot of teams that aren't 100% focused as you are. So there's still a very good opportunity to keep this going for as long as you can. We'll see how it translates in the playoffs. That's the big question with this team always. But again, for the Brewers to be here, for them to be playing the way they're playing, I have often said that I have at least resigned myself to the lack of a belief that the Milwaukee Brewers will ever win a World Series. I have accepted that it will never happen in my lifetime. But you know, the thoughts creep in a little bit more this year than maybe they have in the past, and it's been fun.
It's hard not to. Bart Winkler joining us here on Thunder at the Fair, host of the Bart Winkler Show, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. right here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM and on the free Odyssey app. Bart, do you make it down to the fair at all? Do you have any favorite pastimes or favorite things you like to eat if you do make it to the fair?
I was in the celebrity cream puff eating contest once. And I took second place, and I lost to these guys that were like this radio, you know, they were like the everybody, goodbody, you know, this kind of duo.
Sure.
And I tried to be super nice and friendly to them, and they treated me as if I was some sort of fanboy that didn't deserve the air they breathed.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
I get it. I get it less and less every year. Where I think, like, in my mind, like, everybody in radio should just be like friends and get along.
Not everybody.
I know, not everybody. There's a couple initials out there that maybe not, but everybody else.
Everybody should be friendly to us.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I competed in that once. I think I finished either second or third as well. And then I was doing a show at the time with Dario, and then Dario took over, and he won, like, I don't know if he won or he cheated, but he won, like, two or three years
ago.
I think you knew, though. Yeah, I might actually know. Bart Winkler joining us here, Thunder at the Fair. Keeping with the Brewers, I don't know if you heard it all, the question I was asking people earlier in the show. I'm a little worried about Freddy Peralta, and I know before the season started, I told our good friend Tommy Wirtz that Freddy Peralta was the ace of the Brewers staff, but he was not an ace. And then he pitched like an ace in the first half of the season. He's 11-4 with a 2.66 ERA. Well, since the All-Star break, he's been pretty much back to old Freddy, 100 pitches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Five innings, good performance, but not exactly ace worthy. Should I be worried at all about Freddy Peralta? Are you worried at all?
I think if you want to, like, I'm not personally fretting about Peralta.
Okay.
When I was listening to some of the game last night on the way in, they were talking about, oh, they're going to keep him for another batter. And I didn't know what inning it was at the time, so I was like, oh, wow, he's going 100-some pitches. And then he only went five, I realized. And I was like, oh, okay. But I'm not fretting too much. I think the main thing that they need to do is just stay consistent and make sure these guys are available for the playoffs, but then also keeping them in some sort of a rhythm and some sort of a, like, just so that they're not broken down, but also they're not out of shape. That's where I would be worried about that 1 week layoff, because I do think there's momentum in baseball, but also, as I said, I don't want to lose in the wild card round. So I'm not too worried really about anybody in particular right now. I just want to make sure that if there is a, because there will be, I mean, there's how many games left? They're not going to win them all, like I said, but if there's a bump, right, if they lose a couple in a row, if they lose three, if they lose four in a row, that we'll all freak out and panic and say, here we go again. But I don't think the team has that kind of makeup that will let them affect them. So I think that's what I would like to see them kind of guard themselves against.
Fair. Yeah. And I said the take that I had was that if you take the names off the uniforms and you think of like Quinn Priester as the ace and then Woodruff and then Peralta as the three, all of a sudden his performance looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Like we don't need to put the pressure on him to be the ace. Like if he can just go out and give you five or six good innings, I think the worry you have is that if you have Woodruff or you have Mizorowski or Henderson in that starting rotation, you're asking a lot from your bullpen if guys were only going five innings.
Have we gotten into that conversation yet? Like, who starts game one? Are you starting Quinn Priester in a game one? Are we there?
I'm real tempted to.
Are we there? Oh my God!
All right. Let's move on. We've got a few minutes left here. Bart Winkler from the Bart Winkler Show joining us here. Thunder at the Fair. Do you play Jordan Love Saturday night? Are you a bubble wrap guy, or are you play my starting quarterback and get him some reps?
I would like to see. We talked about this last night. I would like to see all starters play a little bit. I don't like that we're in. Now, when I had this conversation last night, I settled on, I want to see these guys play a half a quarter to a quarter. Like, and it's not because, oh, I bought a ticket, I want to see these guys. I can't wait to see them in the regular season. I don't like when September is bad. Not just like one team, but overall, it's like not the best football because it has turned into the de facto preseason. So I want these guys to play. I want them to get acclimated. I want them to, I think you guys were talking about, like, just feel that, see that against a different helmet. I want them to do that. The issue is, what if there's one play late in the first quarter, even on drive number two, where that injury happens? And I don't know. I know that it does happen. I know that it can happen. I think the odds of it happening are small enough, but it's still, aren't they big enough in the first place just in general that, yeah, I do hide them against that. I don't like that we're moving towards these guys are getting a lot of their reps in the scrimmages with other teams, and right, then we don't all see them. I don't like that part of it, but I also don't like that because coaches do that because they say, we want a controlled environment. We want a controlled environment. And that's good for practice, I think, but once you put another team there, that you're never going to have a controlled environment.
It's still not controlled.
Right, totally you're never going to have that. So I think if you're going to be playing against another team, you lose the control, so you don't have control throughout the season, so don't have control in the preseason and see how it goes. I do think that we've gotten too careful, but again, all it takes is one to shatter my hopes and my argument completely, and so I do understand that when I'm just pleading, like, play two drives, play three drives. Well, you know, drive three, someone blows out their Achilles. My strategy looks stupid.
Yeah. A guy blew out his Achilles at softball last night, and that's old man softball.
Oh, so, no.
You know, it wasn't on my team. It was on one of the other teams. But, like, they were loading him into the car at the field next to us, and we were like, oof, that is.
Isn't that the worst when you're like, yeah, I did adult soccer 1 year, and, like, a guy blew out his Achilles, and it's like, if you're gonna blow out your Achilles, you're doing it at adult soccer. Like, do it somewhere cool.
So my wife, like, is, because I still play basketball and softball, and my wife is always nervous. And I'm like, I say, you know, I'm not athletic enough to blow out anything. Like, I'm not, like, I don't move quickly enough actually hurt anything.
Usually those are the guys that do blow it out, Mitch.
I think it's guys our age who are like, who think they're athletes and are trying to do something they could do 20 years ago and can't do it anymore. I don't try to do it. Like last night, there was I was playing left center, and there was a pop-up behind short, and I could have gotten there. And I might have had to slide, like it would have been a really nice catch. But next to me is this 25-year-old playing left. He comes like sprinting in and catches the ball. And I'm like, and at first I called it. And then his brother, who was in right center, was like, no, Tanner's got it. And Tanner comes in and gets it. I'm like, you can have it. Like, I will pull up. I do not need to hurt myself. I'm good letting the 25-year-olds take over. I've hit that age, Bart.
Yeah, but sometimes I walk up the stairs and like, pull a hip flexor. So
that is real. Yeah. I mean that's called the day that ends with Y for me. Bart Winkler joining us, Thunder at the Fair, the Bart Winkler Show every Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, and you can listen to it right here on 1250 AM 105.7 FM and on the Odyssey app. Big picture NFC North. I know you talk a lot of national sports on your show, and so you probably have go conference, you know, division by division. What's the feel about the Packers with Jordan Love now in his third year, with the Lions with two new coordinators, the Vikings with a rookie quarterback, the Bears stealing, Ben Johnson, of course, from the Lions, and Caleb Williams in his second year? What's the feel around the NFC North?
I think the feel is that the Lions will win the division. And people are not willing to give the Packers any benefit of the doubt. Like, I think what's their over-under? 9.5? Yeah. And a lot more people come in on the under on that. But
really?
I think if it was 8.5, they'd come in on the over. I think the Packers are viewed as a 9-win team because Jordan Love's second year was not as good as his first. So had you flip-flop seasons, yes, the Packers would be one of these teams that would be everybody's darling if he finished the last 8 games of the year looking like an MVP, beating Dallas in Dallas, and then, you know, ultimately coming short against San Francisco. But it was on the reverse of that. And Jordan Love, he was hurt. Like, he was hurt, and that led him into some bad decisions. However, there's also some really bad decisions that I don't think any physical, like, injury would have you do. He made some big-time weird mistakes, thinking about the pick against the Rams and some other ones. But I do think the Packers, and you got to caution how much I get into them because I am a Packer fan, but I like them in the division. For a couple other reasons, though, non-Packer related, I think the Vikings will be fine with McCarthy. I feel like Vikings beat writers like what they see, but then the national media is attacking it. But I think McCarthy will be a decent quarterback for them. I think Chicago, I think Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams can work. And I think it can work, and it can work really, really well. However, I don't think it's going to happen right away.
Right, and it'll take some time.
But a lot of Bears fans have put a lot of eggs. You talk to a Bears fan, and you say, hey, I think your team might be pretty good this year. You know, maybe 9 wins, maybe make the playoffs. And they go, oh, shut up, Packer fan. And you're like, what? I said something good.
Right,
and
that's something nice about the Bears.
And then they say, we're winning the division, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, okay, let's...
Chicago fan, relax.
The thing that I do feel the most confident in, I'm not into the Lions. I've never really been into Dan Campbell. I think there's a lot more bark than bite there. I think he's going to be chasing a lot of decisions that have cost him in the past. He's going to be feeling more pressure because of the losing both coordinators. Listen to... So, Detroit, I did a thing the other night where I ranked which coaches have the most pressure going into the season, and it's not a hot seat thing. It's just who's got the most pressure. I think Dan Campbell has the most pressure. That pressure can be eradicated within 3 weeks of the season. But playing out this scenario for you, Lions come to Green Bay week one, they lose. They're 0-1. Yep. Okay,
yeah,
whatever.
Let's go. Let's go.
Week two, Ben Johnson and the Bears come to town.
Uh-oh.
If you lose against Green Bay and then you lose at home to Ben Johnson, what is the conversation around an 0-2 Lions team who then has the Ravens in week three on the road? And you could be looking at 0-3. So I think there's pressure on Dan Campbell in the immediate. I think he can wash that away very quickly. But if he doesn't, the discussion around the Detroit Lions at the end of September is going to be something that a lot of people did not foresee, except for me.
Exactly. He's Bart Winkler from the Bart Winkler Show. My name's Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, Thunder at the Fair. Bart, we didn't even get to Seth Rollins or John Cena. There's so much left on my plate that I want to get to with you. We'll have to have you back on soon, if that's okay.
We'll do it on my pod, Mitch.
Perfect. I love it. He is Bart Winkler. Follow him on the Twitterverse. And I clicked on, like, I'm sure I used to. Did you change your Twitter name at some point? Like, from Bart Winkler to the Bart Winkler Show or something?
I started as K107 Bart. That was in Fond du Lac. Okay. And then Winks Thinks.
Yeah, Winks Thinks. So I still.
Now I'm at Bart Winkler Show.
Okay, so at Bart Winkler Show is where you want to go. I don't think I was following, but I'm sure we were connected and I was following you at one point. So I don't know. Who knows the gremlins in the Twitter system too and what they do?
Just don't. If you're listening right now and you're like, you really want to ingest some Bart Winkler content.
Yes.
There's plenty. Go on Instagram or YouTube or even Facebook. Don't follow me on Twitter. I don't like myself there. I don't like who I am there. Stay away
TikTok?
From me.
How about TikTok?
TikTok's fine.
Yeah.
Stay away from me on Twitter.
Got it. He is Bart Winkler, host of the Bart Winkler Show, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock, right here on The Fan. Bart, thanks so much for jumping on today.
Have fun at the fair, Thunder.
You know it. I'm trying not to eat everything in sight. I have a wedding in a couple weeks I have to go to. I have to fit in my suit, so I will do my best.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.